Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a number one international best-selling author, multiple seven-figure earner, social media marketing expert, mompreneur mogul, and branding ninja. I'm on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business, set your soul on fire, and teach you how to build your empire. Join us as we dive into action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started.
Hey, y'all. Kimberly Olson back for another episode of the Gold Digger Girl podcast. Today, we're going to talk about closing strategies, overcoming objections, and sealing the deal. But first, a special shout out to our sponsor, Project Broadcast, for being amazing. It's hands down my favorite automation tool for text message marketing. So if you've not used it yet in your business or want to check it out, I have some credits for you below. You can try it out, no risk. And I also have trainings on Project Broadcast as far as also some campaigns you can opt into and get a copy and import it into your own account to really work it to your contacts. So that's inside of the Vault membership. I'll talk about that a little bit later. So let's jump into closing strategies, overcoming objections. This is something that I feel people really struggle with because they get really nervous when it comes to handling objections. Objections are just means people need more information. Unless you have a hard no from someone, then you really want to continue to work with them to find a solution, because an objection is their way of communicating that they're interested, but they're just not, they don't have enough information to either pull the trigger or make that decision, or we need to value stack even more. So they're just kind of right there on the fence. So it's not a bad thing. If you can start to see it differently than you have now, it's going to change your life. Plus, at the end of the day, if you have something that can help people, you got to get out of your own way. Okay. If I got in my head about all the things I've launched over the years, I wouldn't have helped 9,000 people. You know what I mean? Like, it's that profound to be able to do the work that we get to do, okay? So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about objections specifically, but this will help you with your overall closing strategies and just understanding that it's really not closing. What we're doing is we're just helping people move along to make a decision. The other thing I want to mention is if you're not following up with people, that is literally the first place to stop, okay? So you don't even have to get good at handling objections. You just need to get better at follow-up. And most people suck at follow-up. So if you can get a good system in place for follow-up, that's going to 10x your result. And then if you add this to it, oh, watch out, okay? But most importantly, I want to help you become more confident in the way that you're showing up on social media. So the first thing is you need to anticipate and address objections proactively. So understand that it is completely normal for someone to tell you that they don't have enough money. They're not sure if it will work for them. They don't know if they have time to commit to it, okay? So what you can do is you can say things such as, I know that this might be a big investment for you, or I know that you might be thinking about it being hard to work into your busy schedule. Like, you're basically acknowledging what their struggle or their objection might be before they even say it. So not only is this a way for you to get ahead, because if you say it first, they're not saying it first, right? So you kind of maintain control of the conversation, but also it's very empathetic. They're like, oh, wow, she really gets me, okay? So you can kind of neutralize the whole thing by anticipating those objections and bringing that up. You'll start to get the hang of this as you go along, and you'll be able to identify what the issue is based on some of the clues that they're giving you in conversation, which will tie into the next piece of this. So the next thing you want to focus on when it comes to closing strategies is active listening and empathy. So we already talked about empathy, but we want to actively listen. So what I like to teach, and if in one of the other podcast episodes, I talk a lot about this, so make sure you're listening to all of them, because I either just dropped it or it's coming. So just make sure you're subscribed to all of them. Hint, hint. But I do talk about this. We want to pre-qualify our leads and ask questions before sending links. So if you follow just my sales training in general, you already know this. But if not, I don't want you just sending links. Just please stop doing that. It's not going to help you. What you want to do instead is you want to pre-qualify your leads and ask questions. So whatever it is that you sell and they've raised their hand in some way, having interest in what you sell, ask some questions. This is where the active listening comes into play. Some of you are not good at listening. You're just going around telling everybody about what you have. You're jumping on to the next thing. You're talking to a lot of people, but if you just slow down a little bit and actively listen, not only would you close more sales, you'd have less people that you're interacting with, but you'd actually make more money because you would be building relationships instead of just going around like sending links everywhere and then that's it. So for us, we have people stay in our world for 2, 3, 4 years. And so our average client is with us and spends thousands and thousands of dollars because I build relationships with them. I mean, I know about our students. I know a lot of their kids' names, their spouses' names. I know what they do for work. I know where they grew up. I mean, I know so much about our students because I care and I ask questions and I actively listen. And it can be hard for some listening to this that it's hard for you to listen, but I want you to start practicing that. And I want you to practice that empathy. So empathy might be, I understand where you're coming from. Totally get that. I've been there, or I've worked with people that have been in your same shoes. That's that empathy. The next thing you want to do is you want to reframe objections as opportunities. So what this looks like for you is if somebody says something such as, oh, you know, the money, I'm just struggling with the money. You can remember their pain point, which you're going to have written down, or you can see it in the DMs, by asking questions. So if you ask questions that pre-qualify, you should know their pain points. If you don't know their number one motivation for even talking to you about what you sell, you have messed up, okay? And I love you, but meaning you need to know this. If you don't even know what your person's struggling with, you are shooting in the dark, and that is not a good way to run a business. So let's say I'm talking to somebody who is really stressed out. She's a nurse, and they're short-staffed, and she's working all the time. Her kids are in travel sports. Her husband, you know, he's there, but he's really busy with his job too, and maybe he travels. And she's trying to build a business in the nooks and crannies of her day. But she's so stressed out, and she's just not fulfilled. She knows that she's not appreciated at work. And she's telling me she cannot financially do this, right? She's like, I don't know where I'm going to find the money for this. You know what I'm going to say to her? I completely understand. I was there. I actually was so strapped that I knew I needed to get help and get a coach to help me how to get out of the cycle that I put my coaching on two different credit cards. I'm not saying to do that. I'm just saying I get where you're coming from. It's the best decision I ever made because I learned how to get out of the cycle. I learned how to replace my income and quit my job, and I haven't looked back since. And for you, if it's important for you to change this, if it's really like, how bad do you want this? I want you to ask yourself that. You'll find a way. Do you see the difference there? And by the way, that's a true story of a client that I actually worked with. And she's literally like changing her life right now. And she's just a different human. But if I wouldn't have had that tough conversation with her to raise her up to where she wanted to be in life. Now, let's say I'm talking to someone and I say that and they go, yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, but I can't find the money. They don't really want it bad enough. Think about it. If you really wanted something bad enough, you would find a way. It's just the truth. Okay. So calling people out in a healthy, loving way is going to help that person rise up. Wait 1 second, Gold Digger. I totally want to interrupt what we were talking about to tell you something important. When you hear the word automation, I bet you get really excited about that, right? Well, one of the ways I was able to scale my business from a six-figure business to a seven-figure business and then a multiple seven-figure business was by implementing automation. My favorite way to automate my text message marketing is with Project Broadcast. So basically what you can do is you can have people opt into your list with a keyword and you can give them a freebie or have them register for an upcoming free challenge or workshop that you have. Basically, you're going to incentivize them. Now they're on your text list, and with a click of a button, you can send out a list or send out a text to your entire list. It's a 98% open rate. And think about it, when you're texting somebody, you're inside of their text message or you're on their phone, right? It's really personal. I've been able to use text message marketing to be able to reach our audience in a totally different, intimate way. But most importantly, it's created automation. So instead of me DMing my whole list about a new product release or a flash sale or something coming up, I can schedule it. By the way, you can schedule it to send that out whenever the time is right. So I highly recommend that you check out Project Broadcast to implement text message marketing into your own business. Check the link in the comments below and get started today. The next thing you want to do is you want to provide social proof, case studies, testimonials. So what this is going to look like is if you have somebody who is giving you an objection, what you're going to do is you're going to put them in a chat with somebody who is in a similar situation that you've worked with. So some of you listening to this aren't there yet, so I'll give you a second option. But if you have clients, you're going to put them in a chat with someone that is similar to them. Okay, so if you have a client, the example I just gave you with a nurse, let's say I already worked with a nurse or a teacher or somebody who had a full-time job, had kiddos, really full life, and she wanted to do this, but she didn't have the money, I would put her in a chat with someone who had been in a similar situation, and that way they could talk about, you know, how they'd come into the program and help that person make a decision. If you don't have clients, then what you can do is you can pull out social proof from those in your niche, your industry. You can even ask friends to give you testimonials, but basically you're going to send some kind of testimonial, social proof, a screenshot, a graphic, whatever, and you're going to share it with that person. So, hey, I totally know that you're struggling with losing weight and you have a chronic disease that you've had for 20 years, but look at, you know, Jane over here. She actually has had this for 20 years or 10 years, and she's been on these products for 6 months, and look at her before and after. Look at what she's saying about how she's feeling now. Okay. So basically that social proof is going to help overcome the objection. We're just building the value. We're just stacking the value back up is basically what we're doing. The final thing is our trial closes in assumptive language. And I do talk about this in that other podcast episode I was talking about, but what we want to do is we want to do a trial close. So this is what it'll look like. I'll walk you through the whole thing really quick. You're on Instagram. You do a reel. You tell people, drop the word blueprint if they want to get your Instagram blueprint. They say blueprint. Great. You go DM them. Hey, Sarah, I saw that you put blueprint. You want my Instagram blueprint. I'm going to send that over. But first, tell me a little bit about why you want it. Where are you at right now with Instagram? Are you new? Are you struggling? Are you looking to scale? Where are you at? Okay, I'm pre-qualifying. She's going to tell me, oh my gosh, I post, I get crickets. Nobody likes my stuff. Okay. So then I'm going to tell her about the Instagram blueprint and say, by the way, this is obviously just a guide. You probably need full training. I have a full course. It's called Instabrand, which I really do, by the way. And if you want the full course, the Instabrand, there's 60 videos, all the things. Just would that help you? Okay, so I send her Instabrand. And then I'll say to her, now, do you want to go ahead and sign up for Instabrand? And she's like, oh, she's like, she asked me some questions. I'll say, okay, great. Now, are there any other questions you have, or do you want to go ahead and move forward with getting the course? That's called a trial close. So I'm basically saying, if you don't have any other objections, you want to go ahead and move forward. Okay. Or you can say things like, can you see how this would help you out? Can you see how this would save you money? Do you see yourself benefiting from this? Those are trial closes. It's basically like priming them for the actual close. And then what happens is when you ask questions like that, in their mind, they're saying yes. So you're basically like psychologically, they're getting into that habit of saying yes, if that makes sense. I know I'm talking really fast. I did have coffee. So that's where we are. So you might need to go back and listen to this again, and then you can really let it soak in. I do want to mention before we close, Project Broadcast, y'all, go check it out. The link is below. What I'm going to do is you're going to get a bunch of credits to try it out, no risk. And Project Broadcast is set up so that way you can do text message marketing. People will opt in to your Project Broadcast phone number, and you can set it up to automatically DM or text them back. And think about it. Everybody looks at their text messages every day. Email, I love email, but let's face it, not everybody's reading their emails. A lot of times it goes into your junk area or it just ends up being unopened. Text messaging, though, they open it up, right? So you can actually automate the whole process. So let's say earlier we were talking about our pretend reel with the keyword blueprint. Well, what you could do is you could tell them to text the word blueprint to your Project Broadcast phone number. And then when they text that word, they automatically get the blueprint sent to them, and you can set it up to ask a few questions. And you can prompt them to reply back with keywords and keep that conversation going. And then the next day, 3 days later, a week later, you can have it to automatically text them follow-up. And then with the click of a button, you can mass text where it feels like it's individually sent, but you can mass text your list with promos, new releases, inviting to an upcoming conversion event. I could go on and on. So definitely check that out. Final thing I'm going to mention is I will go ahead and include Instabrand below because we talked about that today. And then my membership program, The Vault, that's where you can tap into a curated course list I'll customize for you. There's like 70 courses in there, but I'll simplify it for you and put you on a special track based on where you're at in your business. You'll get Q&A Zooms with me every month. You'll get an accountability Zoom. It's just a way to really get connected with me if you've enjoyed the podcast. So I'll include those links below as well. If this was helpful, subscribe, leave a review. It's literally the best compliment you can give me. Take a screenshot of you listening to this, throw it in your stories and tag me at the Gold Digger Girl. I'd love to give you a shout out for that. And I really appreciate you listening. So until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. Well, that's a wrap, Gold Digger. Hope you love this episode and to dive in even more into this material. I have a special offer for you. All you have to do is drop the word boss on Instagram and shoot that over to us, and we will send you a free copy of my number one international bestseller, Boss It Up, Bae. We have some special goodies for you with that as well. In this book, I'm going to teach you how to level up your personal brand, attract your ideal avatar to you, and totally dominate your online space. So make sure you head over to Instagram right now, DM us the word boss, and we will get that to you. And as always, make sure you subscribe and all the things to not miss any other episodes. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire.
This episode was brought to you by The Gold Digger Girl, the program that teaches you how to build the six-figure foundation for your business. If you want support from an experienced coach that's become a self-made millionaire, recently recognized as the #2 recruiter globally in her network marketing company, she's helped countless others scale their online business and create simple systems that duplicate. All you have to do is email support over at The Gold Digger Girl. You'll see the option in the menu tab so we can find out best how to support you on your entrepreneurial journey.